two local events run by the Wellington Guelph Drug Strategy will be shining a light on the dangers of drug poisoning. August 24th in Mount Forest and August 31st in Guelph will mark Drug Poisoning Awareness Day. The Mount Forest event will feature an information fair, speakers, the process of calling out the names of people lost to drug poisoning, and the opportunity to dedicate music to these people. This will be the first year the organization will be expanding to multiple events, giving community members an opportunity to grieve and honor those lost to the drug crisis. The event also has a new name this year, shifting to the current name from the former Overdose Awareness Day. Adrian Crowder, manager of Wellington Guelph Drug Strategy, says deaths from drug poisoning are preventable. She points out policies need to change more towards the way other substances are regulated.
If you had lettuce sitting on the shelves at Food Basics that had, you know, salmonella or E. coli or something, it'd be pulled right off, no question, that day. We're sitting day after day after day watching the same thing happen, and the powers that be that could actually make those choices are not taking action. So that's why every death is a drug policy failure.
Crowder elaborated, people who use certain types of substances and make purchases on the unregulated market lose their life because the substance wasn't what they thought they were getting. She encourages all to come out to these types of events, even if they don't feel like they have a personal connection to the issue.
But folks who are not directly impacted, they don't use these kinds of drugs, they don't know people who do. Often people go, well, it's not my business. And I would just invite people to think that the health of our community is our business. The average person in Waterloo a year ago who was using substances and was homeless needed $120 a day to buy that.
Overall, through the country, 30 people lose their lives each day to opioids. Crowder added 13 lives have been lost to date this year in Guelph alone due to drug poisoning and 8 a day across Ontario on average. As a community, we're all impacted, she says, as she urges people to come out to events like these ones. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.